This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top story on KRDO News Radio, scary moments in one neighborhood in Colorado Springs. The Colorado Springs Police Bomb Squad is investigating a possible grenade in a neighborhood. It was spotted this morning near Bonfoy and St. Vrain. CSPD has not confirmed if a grenade was actually found. No injuries have been reported. The Fort Carson 71st EOD unit was contacted. Police say the device was taken to Fort Carson for proper disposal. There is no threat to the public. We're learning more about the man arrested in a homicide investigation in southern El Paso County. The El Paso County Sheriff's Office says Christopher James Leonard is now charged with first-degree murder. Neighbors told deputies that Leonard allegedly rammed his car into a family member on Saturday morning before shooting that person and setting his own house on fire on Chaps View in an unincorporated area of the county not far from Hanover. Deputies arrested Leonard 2 hours later, and after crashing his car into the eastern part of El Paso County, he was promptly taken into custody. The sheriff's office says more charges are likely in the investigation as it continues to unfold. Well, voters in Colorado Springs will be asked to extend a tax that helps pay for road projects in the Pikes Peak area. KRDO News Radio's Bart Betzel has that story.
The city council discussed a draft of a ballot issue to extend the tax during a work session yesterday. The 1% sales tax was first approved by voters in 2004 and was extended for another 10 years in 2012. If voters approve another extension, the sales tax will continue through 2034. The public will be invited to comment on the proposal when the council discusses the extension again in 2 weeks. Bart Betzel, KRDO News Radio.
Colorado Springs Police investigating last night's shooting at a Colorado Springs apartment complex. Police were called to the apartments at the 2300 Willow Tree Grove address just east of Memorial Park around 10:15 last night. Police say a fight broke out between parties at that complex's pool area where multiple shots were fired. The suspects are accused of continuing the shootout as they left the scene. The investigation is also continuing. El Paso County's assessor plans to meet with those affected by recent fires at the Skylark and Falcon Estates mobile home parks. Heather Skold has details.
Steve Schleicher will hold a town hall next Monday to give information about the county's damage assessment process and how property owners could be entitled to a tax reduction due to the fires. The meeting will be held at Centennial Hall beginning at 6 p.m. Those who cannot attend in person have the option to use Microsoft Teams to be part of the town hall. Heather Skold, KRDO News Radio.
Well, with elections right around the corner, a new poll is suggesting midterm election trends don't look great for Democrats. Lisa Taylor has that story.
With less than 5 months to go, data from Gallup finds just over 40% of Americans approve of the job President Joe Biden is doing. Less than 20% approve of what Congress is doing. Both of those are about 10 points lower than historical averages at past midterm elections, which could mean a loss of Democrats' congressional majority. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Let's go down the script. A motorcycle rider is in the hospital following a crash on East Platte Avenue in Colorado Springs. That's the crash we told you about yesterday on this show. Police say the rider was hit by a car near the intersection of East Platte and Union Boulevard yesterday afternoon. The rider lost control and struck a pole. Police say that the rider suffered life-threatening injuries. The crash is still being investigated. And finally, road construction is underway to widen ramps and add more ramp meters along I-25. The project will start with the new ramp meters at the southbound Woodman on-ramp. From there, crews will move on to the working on meters for both on-ramps of North Academy. Officials say the addition of those devices will help improve driver safety during peak periods of road congestion. Construction is expected to last up to the end of November.
Wednesday brings plenty of sunshine, highs in the low 80s for Colorado Springs, and low 90s from Pueblo into the Eastern Plains, so even cooler for us on Wednesday. Rain chances not returning until Friday afternoon. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.